Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Vav Amud Beis, second to bottom line. Hanu Beit Shrei, there were these two people, the Havidaya, they lived, Chad Havidaya Ilavai, the Chad Havidaya Tatoi. One lived on the second floor, one lived on the first floor. Itbar Tatoi. Somehow, the first floor got broken, got unlivable, collapsed, whatever happened. Amud Tatoi, Li Ilavai, Tavanivne, come, let's rebuild the top floor, rebuild my bottom floor for me. I'm Malay, I'm not Shapakad to Irna. What for? My apartment's good. Nothing wrong with my apartment. I'm Malay, it's Daria Anav Ivne. No, well, I want to destroy the whole building, and we'll rebuild it. I'm Malay, Lesu Duchtu de Medebe. I don't have any way to live. I don't have any way. And he'll pay.
He'll pay
the whole thing.
Right.
But where am I going to live in the interim?
Right.
So I'm Malay, I'll rent you an apartment somewhere else. Amalei lo tarachna. I don't want to move. There's a tircha to move and pack all my... I don't want to do that.
We're talking about two brothers here.
Lo...
Yeah.
It's two brothers?
Two brothers, yeah. One, there was a Yerusha. The whole building was a Yerusha.
So, lo ka mithadrali. I give nowhere to live. So, the brother on top tells him, shuf achrisach v'ul v'shuf achrisach v'puk. So bend down when you go in and bend down when you go out. What can I tell you? Amar Rav Chama, Bedina Ka Ma'akev. The bottom one, the top one's right. The top one's right. Right? Of course, this is only when there's no Sakana. If the building's going to collapse. If this is Sakana, this Ridvah says...
Sakana, then he's got the same problem.
None of this applies. So it's a very... It sounds like it's a little bit of a... It sounds like it's harsh. Mm-hmm. But the top one's right. I should leave? Why should I leave? So you're a little uncomfortable? Okay. People have lived in worse.
Could be flood damage or something.
You're right. Vahani mi delamati kishuri lamata mesara. That's only true as long as the guy's got 10 tvachim to walk around. Avo mata matu kishuri lamata mesara. But if it's less than 10 amos, then you can't live in... 10 tvachim, you can't live in such a thing. Mati amale, then the bottom one can say to the lower one, lamata meyud rishus didahu. Now you've encroached on my rishus. My apartment so collapsed, I can't even stand 10 tvachim, right? I can't live like this. That's only if they never made an agreement. If they made an agreement, the top one said, if it ever happens that this and that, I'll agree, then you have to come through. Till how much? How much do you have to agree, right? In other words, if you're going to rebuild it, I think it means Gesundheit. If you're going to rebuild it, right?
Didn't we just say 10 tvachim?
No, no. If you agreed to build it, if it's better than 10 tvachim, but I agreed. So what's the cutoff? Amr Rabbanon, Kamei Derava, Bishmei Derav Zutra, Berei Derav Nachman, Damer Bishmei Derav Nachman, Kosa Shashin, like we learned, Rumo, the width, is Kechati Arko, half length, Chati Rachbo, half the width. Meaning that if it's 20 amos long, I'm sorry, 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide, 20 by 10, then you have to build 15 amos. Why? That's half of the total. Right? 20 plus 10 is 30. If they 15 is half. Amalei Rabba, Lava Minulchu. Didn't I tell you? Lo Titzlu Be Buki Vitsariki Kirav Nachman, Berav Nachman. Didn't I tell you not to listen to the sayings of Rav Nachman or the what?
Empty pitchers.
Empty what?
Pitchers.
Empty pitchers of Rav Nachman. Did I tell you not to fall for that stuff? Hakam Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said. Kidari Inchi. People live together. Vekama. What's the shear? Amar Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua. Kihechi da Ailu Isriyasa de Mechuza Fahadar. The way you're able to carry some reeds from Mechuza reeds and return. And if you can walk around in the house and all that, that's all that the house has to be. Okay, next. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Havubani Ashisa, Achore Kavi Dechavre. He built a wall, Ashisa's a wall. He built a wall blocking the guy's window, blocking his light. Okay? So, Amalei, come afal to alai. I can't see a thing. You blocked off my light. So, amalei, sachanu lach hacha, I'll, you know what I'll do? You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I'll take your wall down. Take your wall down. And I'll put the new wall up, and the windows will be above the wall. Okay, you're right. I shouldn't have blocked your windows. We're neighbors, right? You have a wall here with windows. I put a wall a foot away, blocking your light. You're right. I'm sorry. Take the wall down. I'll put a new wall. I'll put the windows on top of the wall, so you have much. You still have light. Okay. Okay. Amalei kamarat li lashitzoi. You're gonna ruin my wall. First he said he'll just raise the windows. So then he said it's gonna ruin my wall. Amalei sathardalach lishisach aduchte dechavi ubanileva avidala kavi debain la al meshisai. You're right. So I'll take your wall down and I'll put up a new wall with the windows higher. My first option was just to raise the windows. That's gonna ruin the wall. Fine, I hear you. I'll take your wall down and I'll put up a new wall. Amalei ashitha mitatoi atika, the bottom part of the wall is going to be old. Umileil charata, and then the top part is going to be new. Lo kaima, that kind of wall is that, right? What kind of wall is that? Amalei, you're right. Sasarnale adla ara, you're right. I'll take the whole wall down. The ubaninale vavilach kavi begave, and I'll put up a brand new wall for you, with the windows above my wall. Amalei chad ashitha. You can't have one new wall and the rest of the walls of the house are old walls. What kind of thing is that? You're right. I'll build your entire house. And I'll put up the walls. And I'll put up the walls in the new. And I'll put up the new walls for you. And the windows are put in the new spot. I'll build a whole house for you. So Amalei, lastly, Duchtu Lamahadabe, where am I going to live? In the meantime, while you're building my new house, where are you going to live? Because you built a wall. Amalei, Agirulach Duchtu, I'll rent you an apartment. Amalei, Lo Tarachna, I don't want to move. It's a tercha for me to move. Amar of Chama, Bedin Ka Ma'akev. You're right. The guy's right. You can't make him move. You're going to build him a brand new house, and you're going to pay for his apartment. But he doesn't want to move, he doesn't have to move. Unbelievable thing. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Hainuhach, it's the exact same thing as before. Right, what was the case before? When we started off today's daf? With the thing sunk in. It's the exact same thing. Tosfos says in the third Tosfos, Hainuhach, Vim Tomar. It's not the same thing at all. Not the same thing at all. Why not? It sounds very similar. What's different about it? Vashmeinon Bahai Uvda, we learn over here, the Becharata Atika Lokoi, that you can't have a new wall with old walls. I didn't know that before. Right? That was a valid claim. That was a valid title. That's a new thing that we learned. Right? I don't know that from before. Before was it that my house is, my apartment sinking under your apartment. What's that have to do with walls? Right? So I need this story to tell me that did. So, that was about 10 amos. 10 tvachim. This is about walls.
Well, it's about light, really.
Yeah. That's obvious. Everyone knows that. That's the obvious thing. I wouldn't have to mention the story for that din. So therefore the Gemara says, it's the exact same thing. Same case. Hasu lamali. What do we need it for? Hakamash balan. Daf agav delo mishtamesh. Ella Tivna Ubeitzivi Ba'alma, even though I didn't live in this house.
Storage.
It was a storage house. So what do you need a window for?
Right.
You need a window in the store? Yeah, okay, maybe you need a window. It matters where the window is. So you're gonna make through a hole, I'll move you now the whole case is different. It's not I live here. This is where I stored my shed was here. My shed. My shed needs a window. So I can't raise the window? No, because it's one wall, four walls, I'll destroy the whole shed. Where am I gonna put my bicycle and my sukkah in the meantime? Know where to put it. So he's right. Okay. Next. Hanobetre Achi, there were two brothers, the Palgi Bahade Hadadi. They divided up, the father passed away, the mother passed away, dividing up the estate. Right? Chad Mata Aspelida. One took the house. Now, Rashi says it's a traklin yafa.
A mansion.
Not just a house. A mansion, right? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says it's not. It's some kind of cave. And you'll see why Tosfos says this in a few minutes. It's some kind of cave. He says there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, B'nei Sho'ol b'ma'ara, in Perek Nun Zayin, that I was with Sho'ol in the cave, and the Targum translates that over there, Aspalidja. Same word. Can't mean a mansion. That case was a cave. And the Re, Gesundheit, the Re says it was an Aksadra, which is like a portico or some kind of porch, not a mansion. You'll see why. It's a very funny thing to say it's a mansion. Very funny thing. That's what Rashi says. Okay? So anyway, V'chad Matya Tarbitza. And one took the gardens. One took the mansion, and one took the gardens. Azal Hu de Matya Tarbitza, the one who took the gardens went, V'kabani Ashisa Puma Das Padra. And he built a wall, I guess, you know, on at the end of the garden, and he blocked the light of the mansion. So Amalei Kamafalta Alai. He just made it dark for me. Right? Right. Mafalta Alai. Okay?
Yeah.
So Amalei Bididika Binyana. I built it on my property. Right? What do you want from me? I never heard of this thing of air rights and Hezek and you know making my I built it on my property. Amalei Amarchama Bidinka Amalei. He's saying the right thing. Right? The din's with the balagina. Right? How could that be? Right? So Tosfos says, how could it be? How could that be right? How could it be it's a house? How could you do that? Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. We just spent, you can't do that. Therefore, he says, it must be some outdoor kind of thing or a cave, some kind of outdoor property. Okay, he made it a little bit darker. So on this side, when the hours of 9 to 10 in the morning, when the sun's over there, Yitaka made it worse for me. What about the rest of the area? That doesn't make a difference. It's an outdoor place. It's not going to be a house. If it's a house, that's what Tosfos says, it can't be a house. It can't be a mansion. If it's a mansion, what right did you have to make it darker for me? We have such a thing as air rights and making it darker. We just had a case like that. You can't do that. So how can this be? How can it be possible? No, it's okay. You did okay. So it must be it's outdoors. It's outdoors, okay. A little bit, they bid. Right? Okay. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, my shnei Tanya, why is this different than the following? Shnei achin shechalku, echad mehem not al sad de kerem, vechad mehem not al sad de lavan. One got a vineyard, one got a regular field. Yesh lo baal, labala kerem, dalet amos besade. Guy got four amos in the field. Lavan, shalmanas kein chalko. In other words, we know the halacha is when you have a vineyard, you're entitled to four amos of no man's land, separating the kerem from anything else. And you have to keep that. So why over here was it different? Before there was a house, he wouldn't have to put up a wall. How come now the brother was allowed to put up a wall?
Over, so he did build four amos away.
So that's okay. So I guess the case is he didn't
do... still knocks out his light.
What?
Still knocks out his light. Still darkens his house.
Exactly, that's exactly the question. So how can we say it was okay? How can we say it was okay, right? The answer is Amalei Hasam. So Hasam da Alu Lahadadi. So the answer is over there. If you feel you're getting cheated with the no man's land, so pay for it, right? You have to pay the other compensate the other guy that it's all fair. Does that make sense? Yeah. I'm sorry. Amalei Hasam over there, the Ola Hadadi. Yeah, he paid. The Bala Karim is entitled to no man's land. However, he's taking away good land from the other brother. So pay him for that.
I mean, no man's land is good land.
Exactly, it's good land. So he can't use it now because I'm building a vineyard and I need to have space. I have to pay him for that.
Right.
So that was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer was, no, that's different over there. It was over there, he paid. Now, the Gemara says, and over here, he didn't pay.
Yeah,
what's better, a mansion or a garden? No. So, of course, the brother that took the mansion had to pay the other brother. It's, of course, worth much more a mansion than a garden. No question about it. So, what's going on here? He must have paid for it. Aval, hacha, mai, dilo, ola, hadadi. What, he didn't pay? We're talking about idiots. The high shakal aspadja, the high shakal tarbitza, below Allah hadadi. One's going to pay for a mansion. One's going to buy. Not going to compensate him. So of course you're going to compensate him, right? So therefore the question comes back: if you compensate him, how could you put up a wall?
But Dave, we're talking Yerushas here. We're not talking buying.
So still Yerusha. Yeah, so that house is worth $1 million, and the property is worth $50,000. So the garden. So you can't. Okay, I'll take the house. You take the garden. You can't do that. It has to be 50-50. So you, instead of selling both, I love the house. I'll buy it, then I'll pay you for my 50% share. You could do that. So Amale nihid ola hadadi, right? Amale nihid ola hadadi. It's true he paid, right? Deme livni kishuri vahadure. Deme aviro ola hadadi. Yeah, he paid for the house. He didn't pay for the air, for the light. Don't pay for that. So how much is the house worth? Right? Okay, so location is important. But not the fact that I have a good light in the morning when the sun comes up. Don't pay for that. So therefore, I never paid for that. Therefore what?
Therefore, when the other guy puts up the wall...
It's a taina. Vele malay meikara aspalida plazi hashta mashavisli idruna. Why can't the brother say, you know, we inherited things from our father. My father had a house without a wall. Nice house. Why can't I have the same thing? We split it up like that. Why give you? How can you paskin? You can put up a wall there. I'm entitled to the same use and same benefits as my father, right? Amar Rav Shimon bar Asha, Abar Ashi, Shma ba'alma palagle. Very difficult concept. They only divided the name. They didn't divide the estate 50-50. They divided the name. What does that mean? Milo Tanya. Didn't we learn? Ha'omer base core offer ani mochalach. I'm selling you a base core. Right? I'm selling you 5 acre. Afal pisha enu elo lesech. Even though it's only a lesech, which is a half a core. Higiu. It's a good sale. Shalomachalo elo shuma. It's only a name. In other words, when I sell you, I'm going to sell you my 5 acres. And you say, okay, that's excellent. Make a price, fine. You come, you measure, it's not 5 acres, it's 2 acres. No, the name of the property was called 5 acres. Okay. Right? That's what I sold you. The name of, really, it's only 2 acres. But the name of the property is called 5 acres. That's a valid sale. V'hu demisyakri beis kuri. As long as it's true. As long as people call it that. As long as people call it that, it's a valid sale. I thought you would get it. Should have been more careful. I sold you 5 acres. I didn't cheat you a nickel. You hear? You had it before. Same thing over here with the house. Same thing with the house. We're just divided up names, not rights and house and the actual house and the air rights and the beachfront. None of that stuff was sold. None of that stuff was divided. Just the names. So you have no right to say I'm entitled to this. I mean, Tosfos asks, wouldn't that be a mekachtos?
Yeah.
And a little bit of a mekachtos. First, Tosfos asks, we'll see in a minute.
Well, it depends. If everybody knows, it's not a mekachtos.
They say that it's his responsibility. If I remember correctly from what Matzir, it's his responsibility to check it out.
Correct. So correct.
He needs to know.
So we're going to say more of the same thing. Pardes ani mochalach. I'm going to sell you an orchard of pomegranates. Afal pisha ein bo rimonim, even though there's no pomegranates, higiu, it's a good sale. Why? Shalomach al b'shma, it's like the name pomegranate. It's all just...
The pomegranate field.
What is it? It doesn't give pomegranates. What? No, it's the pomegranate brand name, you know, like the supermarket called pomegranate. That's all I sold you. Just a brand name like that. That's all I sold you with a name. There's nothing. Of course there's nothing on this field. There's nothing here. So the name is pomegranate.
I live in Forest Avenue. There's no forest there.
Right. V'hu demisyakri pardes. It's called a pardes. As long as it's called that. Kerem ani mochalach. I'm telling you a vineyard. Afal pi she'ein bo gefanim. Even though there's no vines here. Higiu. It's a good sale. Shalomachal el shma. It's only selling him a name. V'hu demisyakri karmoy. As long as it's called that. As long as it's called vineyard. Right? So Tosfos asks, one minute. Wouldn't the purchase price reflect whether or not this is a legitimate thing? Because who buys a field empty? He doesn't give that answer.
But he doesn't see empty.
That's not no. Right?
He doesn't see him.
There is no
we made a deal. I'm selling you a field. I'm selling you a. I'm selling you a paradise shell pomegranates.
Right.
And oh, well, how much is that worth? $1 million. Fine. I come there. There's an empty piece of land.
Right.
Then you sold me a pomegranate for $1 million. No. The name of the field's called a pomegranate field.
Right.
But Lamai said, then why did I pay $1 million for this?
Well, that was his responsibility to check.
That's called the mekach. That's the mamash mekach tos.
There's no mekach tos in karka.
There's no ono by karka.
Same thing.
This is different.
Well, no, ono is charging an exorbitant amount. That's not
why.
Because I didn't deliver.
You can buy a.
So the answer is. The answer is I know.
Same thing as buying in.
No, but the answer is there's no meeting of the minds here. There's no meeting of the minds. You can't have a contract without meeting of the minds. Same thing as the Mekach Tos. I don't know. It really worth $600,000 for the house, but I sold it for $650 or $750. So I sold you the exact same house we expected it and all that, but I managed to squeeze out. I sold you more than it's worth. Okay, that's Ono. So by Karka, there's no such thing. Here's that Ono. It's a complete ripoff.
Exactly.
It's a complete ripoff. I thought I'm buying a vineyard, and there's nothing there. It's swampland. I call it a pomegranate paradise. What kind of thing is that? But you call it pomegranate paradise? Nothing here.
1 second. But if it was in a different area, it's not a mekach tos. And it's not ono. It's always ono.
So I hear the fine line between what... I hear what you're saying. Tos doesn't give that answer. Tos doesn't give that answer that there's no ono by karka. He says that he didn't rip him off. He charged him the price of an empty land. The guy thought he was getting a mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says.
You know what?
Listen to this. Shahamocher, the mocher, the seller, hozil es hamekach. He reduced the price, lepachos mishavi chatzi kor, to the value of a chatzi kor. I told you it's a kor.
Right.
No, the name of the field is called kor. Really, it's only a chatzi kor. I charged you a chatzi kor. Velo yada, the buyer didn't know. Why is it so cheap? Im machar chatzi kor vahozlo mitzvah es hamachir. He doesn't realize. Is he only giving me a chatzi kor, or is he really, really reducing the price? I don't know.
Well, once again, he doesn't know. That's not a mekach tos.
It's the opposite of a mekach tos.
Exactly.
That's the case from Esti. It's the opposite.
Yes.
It's the opposite of ono. It's undercharging.
Right.
Right? The opposite. So, what's wrong with that?
So the answer is the guy never does the diligence, and that's it.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that's the story. Anyway, So is it me, dummy? How could you compare all those cases with the case here of the brothers? Hasam over there, Matzi Amale Mochel Lokeach Shmazavinilach. I sold you the name. I sold you Paradise of Pomegranates. It's a swampland. That's what we call it. Hacha, but over here, Matzi Amale Adaita Dachi Palag. But the reason why we divided the estate like this was because the Aradna Bay Keichet Dadari Avuon. I want to live here like my father lived here. This whole thing, this whole case with the pomegranate field doesn't apply. I know there's a house, I know there's a garden, and I want, it's not the same thing as a sale where you trick me and you right? Amrule, so the answer is, Maryanuku, Markashisha, Breda of Chista, Maryanuka and Markashisha, the children of Chista, there's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, Yanuka means young and Kashisha means old. So the question is, who is older, Maryanuku or Markashisha? Tosas, what? Tosfos says Maryanuka was older. Why is he called young? Because he was born when Rav Chisda was young. But he was really older. Rashi is the opposite. Rashi says Maryanuka is the younger one and Markashisha is the older one. The Yavid says Tosfos didn't look like that because then why is Maryanuka first?
Yeah.
He must be the old. He was a bigger Talmud Chacham. It's either one or the other, right?
It's the same problem I have in other things.
Yeah.
You ever notice that they'll list two Tanan,
yeah.
They'll list the one that's closer and the one further away.
Right.
Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. I don't know who the first one before Rabbi Akiva.
Right, right. So is it because of Cheshivas or because of age? Right. Anyway, they said, Amalei Rabinuka, Markashisha, Berei Devchista, Berei Derav Chista, L'Ravashi, Nardoi, L'Tamayu, Damar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hachin Shechalku, Ein Lehem Lo Derech, Zeh Al Zeh, V'lo Cholonos, Zeh Al Zeh, V'lo Sulamos, Zeh Al Zeh. When you sell property, when you divide property between the two brothers, it's just like we learned from the Nahardoyim, that when we divide up the estate, I don't even have a right to a path or a ladder or a window. What's going on? Look at the Tosfos right here. The what? The Tosfos of Velo 1 minute. Look at Tosos of Velo Sulamo Zalzeh. Pirish Bekuntris. Im not al zeh bayis v'chatzer v'zeh not al aliyah. Ein l'kvoa sulam v'chatzero shal zeh la'alos la'aliso. When I rented the top, my father had a 2-floor apartment. I get the top floor, you get the bottom floor. I don't even have a way to get down. Why? Because the halacha is, they hold like the Nahardayim, that when you buy or sell property, you sell it with the biggest ayin tov. So you leave nothing over for yourself. So I have no way in. I have no way out. I have to make another deal now. How am I getting out of my apartment? All right, I have to make a ladder. But it doesn't come included. It doesn't come included.
We'll take a vlog.
It's Mayan Zalzeh, Vizirubahen, Shalachas Kavuahen, you should be careful, Shalachas Kavuos, Rava Amar, Yeshlahen. This Rava says no, you do. But we hold like, the Nahardayim say you don't. Look at the Tosfos of Ein Lehem.
Because we hold both Nahardayim, Shmuel and Rav Nachman, so we hold that.
Yeah. Yeah. So look what Tosfos says. Taima, I'm in the third Tosfos. Mishum the Pasik Shmuel. Shmuel Paskins, the Perak HaMocher is HaBayis, later on, could be Akiva, the Amar, Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa Mocher. When you sell land, you sell it with the broadest terms for the buyer. Lefikach, therefore, Eilem Derech, Zalzeh. You don't even have a way to get out. I sold you the outer land, I have the inner, I didn't even leave myself a path. Shalosh Shail Atzmo Klum, Kalachar V'chelet Mechel Chaver, V'havelet K'mocher. So they're dividing up the estate, just like a Mocher. The two brothers. So he didn't leave himself a right to Taina. Well, you couldn't build a wall. How could you build a wall? Daddy didn't have a wall here. Yeah, but when we divided it up, each one of us gets the broadest possible rights. Therefore, I could put a wall here. Okay. Hahushtara diasmi, there was a star of Yisomim, denafakali tavra. It had a receipt. Right? So Amar of Chama, what does it mean, had a receipt? That what? It was paid up, yeah. So Amar of Chama, Agvuy la Magvinale. We can't collect this loan because there's a receipt. However, a Magvinale lo Karinale. We're not going to rip it up either. Why not? Agvuy la Magvinale, Denafik Tavrale. There's a receipt all of a sudden. But Mikra lo Karinale. One second. The case is like this. A Reuven owed money. He died. Now, did he sell him all the money? Oh, hey, I have a star that was paid up. From 4 years ago. Where did the shtar come from till now? Where did this receipt come from? So we can't make them pay, because it's a receipt. But we're not ringing up the shtar either. Why? Mikra lo karinan le. Why? Dechigadli yasme, when they grow up, dilma maisi raya umarile. Maybe somebody will bring a raya and ruin that receipt. It's a fishy receipt. Amalei Rav Chama b'ed Rav Ravina Hilchas Amai, what's the story? Amalei b'kul Hilchas Rav Chama l'var mitavra. Every, we pass like Rav Chama in all these cases, except for the case of the receipt, the Sadi Meshakri lo machzikinan. No, we're not going to be choshesh for that, for a false star. Even here we pass like Rav Chama. Dim Isa the Tavri Ma'al Yehu, if it was a good receipt, it should have been presented earlier. Right? And it wasn't presented earlier, Shramina Zuyufe Zayfe. It's not Mezuyuf, it's a Cheshash Mezuyuf. We can't make them pay again. He has a receipt. But we're not ripping up the star so fast. Maybe somebody will come out of the woodwork and prove that this star was a forgery. Okay. Next. Kofinoso livnos beishar. Two neighbors share a chatzar. One could force the other one to build a beishar, an entranceway. Some kind of guard entranceway or something like that. Videles l'chatzar or a door. Reshirming a little omer. Local chatzar, it's always a beishar. Not every chatzar needs a guard house or a beishar, right? Now, a similar idea. Kofinos or livnos li'ir choma. You could force people to live in the city to build a wall. Vidal dolosayim, walls. Ubriach, and a glock. And a lock, right? We should make a little armor. Local arayos ruiz l'choma. Not every city needs a wall, right? Kama ye bi'ir v'yekanshi'ir. How long do you have to live in the city that you have to pay this tax? The answer is, yud beit chodesh, 12 months. Kana ba base dira. If you buy a house, though, you're a regular person right away. You're renting after 12 months. You buy a house, that minute they slap you with the tax. Lememra de beishar ma'al yusihi. One second. You see from here that having a beishar is a good thing. It's a good thing to have that, right? You have to force the neighbor to build it. Vahi chassid, there was a chassid. Davi Ragel Elio having mishtoy baday, and Elio another used to come learn with him. Ovid Beishar, he built a Beishar in his house. Vesulo mishtoy baday, Elio another stopped coming, right? Right? He stopped coming. Now the Gemara is going to answer because the reason why he stopped coming was because he put up the Beishar so a Neim couldn't come. So why do you have to give the story like this? Why couldn't you just say, but it's not true, a Beishar is bad for a Neim? Why do you have to give a story? There was a guy and Eliyahu HaNavi used to come and when he put up the Beishar, Eliyahu HaNavi stopped coming. Just say it's bad for the Neim. Right? So the Chazanish says, Chazanish of all people, says that that the Gemara wants to let you know. You're right. You don't need the story, but you want to. If you're a chassid, you'd be zochah to Eliyahu HaNavi coming to visit you. That's a chassid. Eliyahu HaNavi came to visit him, learn with him. That's why the story is here. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the low kasha. That's not a kasha. When is it no good? Migavoy. When you put the Beishar on the inside, so that you can't hear the ani. Ha mibroi, but on the outside it's good that the ani you hear the ani. Viboy say mahava ha mabroi, both outside. Velo kasha. Ha it's le delos. The question is there a door? Ha it's good. That's not good. Ha delesa there's no door. So then the ani can hear the ani. Viboy say mahava ha it's le delos. They both have a door. Velo kasha. Ha when is it no good? It's le pasachas. There's a lock. Ha delesa pasachas. There's no lock. Iboy say mahava ha it's le pasachas. It both could be they both had a lock. Velo kasha. Ha de pasachas dide mikavoy. The lock can open on the inside. That's not good. The ani can't come in. The lock is on the outside. I'm kind of thinking, wait, what kind of lock is that? They lock you in. It must be some kind of lock. But the ani is not excluded. That's the bottom line here. The bottom line is, you can build a beishar. It's a good thing, but not on the expense of the ani. Okay. Yeah. Kofinoso livnos beishar videlos lechatzar. Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, local chaser tools le beishar. Not every chaser deserves a beishar. El chaser tzmuch le rishus rabim ruil le beishar. Only if it's next to the rishus rabim to get the traffic away. What the Tanakhama hold? Shemus tzmuch le rishus rabim ain't a royal beishar. What do you need a beishar for? V'rabbanon, no zim le zochi bnei rishus rabim va'ali asu. Sometimes it's very crowded. They'll even spill over. I can even have a beishar even if it's not on the public street. Then kofinos livnos ear. Okay. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer again. Lo kol yaros ruis lechoma. Not every city needs a choma. You have to have a wall around every city. El yaros smuchel isfar ruil lechoma. Only if it's near the border. Shena smuchel isfar ain't a ruil lechoma. If it's not near the border, it's not. Rabbanan zimnan demakri v'asigaisa. What do you mean? Sometimes the armies come and they lay siege, even if it's not on the border. So therefore, you can build a wall anywhere. Barnei Rulazim Rabbi Yochanan. Kishen Govin, when they're collecting money to build the wall, lefin nefashos Govin. Do they do it by population? How many people live in this house? Oh, you have three kids? You have to pay $3. You have one kid? You pay $1. Is it like that? Oh, Dilma, lefi shevach mamon govin. Or do they take it from the rich people? The rich people have to pay more. Right? What? So that's what some would say. The Nemukios doesn't say that. He says, the shaila is, why are the goyim going to come to the town? Is it for money? Or is it to kidnap people? So,
same reason.
What?
Same reason.
What do you mean?
Money's for
you going to kidnap somebody, or are you going in to collect money?
No, so if it's to take slaves, then the one that has the more kids has to pay more. They need more protection. If it's going to take money, then the rich people should pay more. They're not going to come to the poorhouse, right? They don't come to the poor people, they come to the rich people. That's the Shiloh. So, Amale, Lefi Mamon Govin, that it's because of the money. Right, Elazar Bani Kava Be Masmoras. He made this ironclad. That's the reason. It's because of the money. It's not because of the slaves. Ikad the army barmanei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan Kishen Govin. When they collect money now, Lefi Kirv Batim Him Govin. Odilma, the houses that are close by. Odilma Lefi Mamon Govin. In other words, if you're closer to the wall, you should pay more. If you're way far away, not going to get to you. So you should make, is that pshat? Or, lefi mamon govin, or no, has to do with money. So it doesn't matter where you are. They're going to come to the rich house no matter where it is. Amalei, lefi kirv batim him govin, it's because of the houses. For lazer b'ni, covered by masmoris. And he made that ironclad. Masmoris means nails. Rabbi Huda Nesiyah, Rama, Deshura, Adarabanan. Rabbi Huda Nesiyah, he would even make the Rabbanon pay this tax. Amar Rish Lakish, Rabbanon Tzmichin Tirusa. They don't need a tax. They don't need Shmira. Tichsif, it says, Asapreim, Michal, Yeruvun, right? Asapreim, Michal, Yeruvun. Asapreim, Laman. Who's that talking about? What do those words mean?
Right to count them.
What?
Right to count them.
Right to count them. Tzadikim. Are we talking about Tzadikim? The Nefishi Mechala. What, the Tzadikim are like sand? Hashta, kul Yisrael ksiv b'kachal shasasiyam. All the Jews are like that. Tzadikim, atzmam, which are less than that. Michal Yeruvuyan. They like sin. Doesn't make sense. Ella hachikamar. Asaprem l'maseim shal tzadikim. I'm going to count the maisim of tzadikim. Michal Yeruvun. That's as great as what? As great as the sin. Kal v'chomer. To kal v'chomer. Machal shemuat. There's more. Listen to this. What does muat mean? There's less sin. Less sin than what? There's less sand than the ma'isim tovim of tzaddikim. In other words, the ma'isim tovim of tzaddikim is more than sand. Unbelievable thing. So ma'chol shemuot mimegin alayam. Yet the sand, which is so small, protects the ocean. Ma'aseim shel tzaddikim shehem merubin lo kolshkein shemeginim alayim. So what do you need? So what do you need to make them pay a tax for? They're good. They're good to go, right? Okay. Should we stop here? We'll do another minute. Now, Kiyasa Lekamed Rav Yochanan, Amar Le, my time will otem le meha. Why didn't you bring the raya, right, that the Tamid Chacham don't need the shmir from the following? It says in Shir Hashirim, Ani Choma, I am a wall, Vishadai, Kimigdolos. Talking about Tamid Chachamim. Ani Choma, that's Torah. I'm a wall, that's Torah. Vishadai, Kimigdolos. Edel Tamid Chachamim. Those are Tamid Chachamim. Right? By the way, that this word over here, Vishadai, is breasts. Right. So why are Tamid Chachamim compared to breasts? Why is that? That's one pshat. They nourish the rest of Kali. So another pshat is that just like breasts are tsanua, they're hidden, they're concealed, so too the tzaddikim are, they're anavim, they're pashut, right? Yeah. Also,
compared to towers.
Towers, right. But it's, no. But the pasuk uses that word. That those breasts, are, the bosom is like towers. What kind of comparison is that? So Mati said what the Sfasemet said, because they nourish others. That's what the breasts do. They nourish the baby, right? That's one pshat. And the other pshat is that they're hidden, they're concealed, like Talmid Chacham are concealed. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. One more line? Rish Lakish, Savar La, Kiddarish Rava. Ani Choma, Zekinesis Yisrael. That's referring to Bnei Kala Yisrael. Vishadai Migdalos, Elu Batei Kniyas, Ubatei Midrashos. And those are the things that nourish Kala Yisrael. Okay, so it's a machlokas, how you learn. They both come to the same result, that Tamid Chachamim don't require what? They don't require to pay. And that'll get into the whole agadat of the next 2 days about tzedakah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.